This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I've been studying with you for the past several days about the necessity and even the great blessing of being truly thankful. Thankful to your family, thankful to your neighbors, and above all, thankful to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I have based this study upon a passage found in Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with verse 11. And it came to pass, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I've pointed out in previous studies the fact that these 10 men were alike in some ways, and they were different in some ways. They were alike in the fact that they all had the same desperate, or were in the same desperate condition. They all had the same dreaded disease. They all had, as it were, one foot in the grave. They all were determined to live, to do their very best to get over it, if they could. They all had at least a measure of faith in Jesus, and they were all healed of leprosy. They were alike in all of these ways. But there were also some ways in which they were different. 9 of them, after they were healed, went on their way. They did not return to give thanks unto Jesus. But one of them, who was a Samaritan, not even a Jew, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, went back to Jesus, cried out, glorifying God, praising God, threw himself at the feet of Jesus, and gave thanks. Notice that he is manifesting the gratitude that is in his heart. And Jesus commended him for it, and he condemned the others for not doing it. I've pointed out how they were alike. I've pointed out how they were different. I have said something about why they were different. They were not different because they had a different disease. They were not different because some of them were healed and some were not. But likely simply because, though we're not told the specific details, because they became so absorbed in their gift that they simply forgot the giver, or else they forgot both the gift and the giver. You know, a lot of people can sit up and count their money every day. They can survey their houses and their lands. They can count their stocks and their bonds and look at their bank accounts. They can drive their big automobiles and eat their meals, and never give a thought to God. Just like a little puppy dog, go and eat his food, never even recognizing that he should give thanks to God. Dogs, of course, cannot. God has not given them spiritual capacity. But he has given to us as human beings that capacity, and he expects us to be grateful. It may be these men simply took their healing as a matter of course, just like many of us do. Sometimes you find that people in trouble will turn to God and cry out for a moment and then forget him immediately when the trouble is over. It's like I remember reading one time that a Red Skelton, the comedian, was on an airplane in which the landing gear would not come down, and they circled and circled the airport, letting the gasoline burn up as much as possible. But finally, they were able to get the landing gear down. And when they made it all right, just as they were taxiing up to the terminal, we're told that Red Skelton turned to everybody in the airplane and said, Well, now you can forget all those promises you gave God a while ago in your prayers while we're in such trouble. I'm afraid that's the kind of attitude that many of us have in regard to this matter. But our time is gone for today. We'll have to continue our study on thanksgiving, gratitude, and the place that it has in the living of the Christian life next time. I hope that you will be with us. I'm glad you've been with us today. And until next time, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.